This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cocaine addiction, sex addiction, sleeping with more than 2,000 women, including strippers and prostitutes. It is the story of Gavin Dawson. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
It's the story of Lamar Odom, who has a soon-to-be-released book, Darkness to Light, saying, quote, "I've been obsessed with sex for as long as I can remember."
That's a good drop.
It is.
There were too many strippers to count. It wasn't a big deal, but often I would pay them. I never thought less of them. And he's talking about his regrets on cheating on Khloe Kardashian during their marriage. I was shocked and embarrassed when she found out. I wanted to take it back, but you can't. I wanted to hide it, but that sick sin was hard for me to hide. I had a problem. Also says he had a porn addiction. He was so obsessed with X-rated videos, I ran out of porn to watch. That's how you know when you're going a little overboard.
Boy, he actually reached the end of the hub.
Yeah.
Doesn't usually happen.
Can you imagine?
No. Even I can't imagine that one.
Now, do you think he's saying that he just got to a point where nothing, like, did it for him anymore?
I don't know.
That is, that's dark.
So you got to go to a new category then.
So he's talking about prostitutes, sex addiction, cheating, drinking, and touching. Roy found this during the Post It Up podcast. And remember, before he was a former Maverick, Lamar Odom was a former Clipper. And he's talking about former Clippers disgraced owner Donald Sterling coming into the locker room.
What was your interactions with Donald Sterling when he was the owner?
They were weird.
Good guy.
He was just weird. I mean, he's just, you know, just shit that comes out of his mouth. It's just, you don't know where he's coming from.
Is there anything that a conversation that you had that you can share that?
I mean, he just used to always have like weird interactions, maybe like at the wrong time.
Okay.
Like with the players in the locker room.
Okay.
It's like, dude, we got towels on. You know what I mean? It ain't time to touch my chest.
You know what I'm saying?
Size me up. You know what I mean? Just little weird shit.
Size me up.
That's so creepy. He's like, we've been in locker rooms. When a guy's had a towel on, you give him a minute.
Yeah.
You let him get the underwear on.
You try
or
not to even
jeans.
Make eye contact of any kind.
Yeah,
no.
You don't make any contact at all whatsoever.
No eye contact.
He said, good guy, but weird. Good guy? Isn't this the dude that got run out of the league for being a out and out racist?
Right. Did Lamar think he was being tested?
At that time, they were like known for not playing players.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Coaches as well.
So you like, is this dude like touching me to like, is he testing me?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? To see if I want this little bit of this extra bread. You know what I mean? What? Or like, how's this working out, dude? But he was just awkward, dude, all the way around.
Well, you don't want that test.
So nah. It's time to go to play for the Heat.
Man. Lamar Odom, put in the media request right now. We need to figure out what happened with the Mavericks as well. Who's got the book coming out?
Yeah, we definitely need to talk to him because he obviously sounds like a very insecure man. How many times have we seen this? We've seen coaches. We've seen Jerry Jones. After a big victory, you go into the clubhouse. Good job, big hug. And the guys don't have the shirt on. Doesn't mean he wants to have sex with you.
Well, not having a shirt on is different than just being in a towel, yeah, too.
And gently touching your chest as in a towel.
Once again, do you really think he's gently like?
He's not taking his finger and running it down the middle of the chest here. Like, oh, man.
I have a plate I'm going to drop around your nipple.
Wait, are you defending Donald Sterling?
No, I'm not defending Donald Sterling as much as Lamar just sounds like a guy who is very insecure.
Nah, I'm going to disagree.
Oh, so you're defending Lamar Odom?
Yes.
Wow.
I'd much rather defend Lamar Odom than Donald Sterling.
Wow, who do we defend, racists or crackheads?
Well, a crackhead.
Okay.
I'll take the crackhead.
All right.
This is one of my great accomplishments in life. I got the email from Spittle that I was, you know, thought to be the cause behind this worldwide change.
All right, Sean Choppy.
And it is not true. But it still happened. A couple weeks ago, I was talking about Uber. I went on an Uber rant and Lyft, saying we should have more options. This is when they were getting ready to strike. And I wanted the option of being quiet.
Uh-huh.
Not engaging in another talk show when I'm done with this one. I don't want to hear about the book you're writing, the podcast you're doing, your political thoughts. I don't want to hear about it. I want the radio on and the AC blasting. And a lot of times I haven't been getting that out of my Uber and Lyft rides. The radio's broken somehow, and the air conditioning does not work in the heat of Texas.
Look, the biggest issue I have with Uber rides is the AC, 100%. Doesn't matter what happens, nobody has the AC on. Like, they're perfectly content with airflow.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all. And I feel weird asking, can you turn it on? Because it's not my car. I feel weird doing that. But, like, they all just, every time I've ever gotten in one, it's 10 to 15 minutes of sweating and sitting in a car where I'm just circulating air.
Well, yesterday it was announced that Uber has launched a new preference in the app that allows you to specify what level of chattiness you desire during an Uber ride. Beginning today in the U.S., you can select quiet preferred or happy to chat in the app, or just leave the setting at no preference so the driver gets a heads up before you are picked up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so accomplished. This had to be stolen from our show.
Oh, there's no doubt it was. Uber has actually contacted us, said what big fans they are.
Yeah.
It's 100% stolen from our show. That's fine. I would probably leave it as no preference if the person's a good conversationalist. You know, I think that they, I just want to be asked questions. Let them talk.
Okay.
I don't mind if they talk the entire time. I nod my head. And, oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, man.
Yeah. So what?
I'm the king of the fake response.
Yes. But you're not an engager in conversation.
No, I don't engage. Not because I don't care. It's just I don't want to know.
All right. You know the setting I'm picking.
Yeah.
Quiet preferred. Roy?
Shut your mouth.
what's your setting?
I'm not going to pick. I'm not going to bother picking with it. And
happy to chat setting.
If they're going to chat, we will chat. And if not, I have things I can do.
Okay. Troy, what would you pick? Quiet preferred, happy to chat, or no preference?
No preference. Because sometimes, can you switch it in mid-conversation?
Mm. No, you have to pick it before.
Really?
That's what it says.
Wait, yeah, you should be able to pick it after they get going for 3 minutes and you're like, okay, that's
all of a sudden the shut up light comes on.
They get a notification on their phone and you're in the back seat and the notification says, shut up now.
I mean, it's not like the, what's the name of the switch pitcher from the Oakland A's?
Venditti.
Pat Venditti.
It's not like Venditti. Like, you have to establish your stance first and then stick with it.
Other preferences you can pick for Uber Black and Uber Black SUV, which is expensive. Help with luggage. Let your driver know an extra pair of hands is needed. Temperature control.
Oh.
Communicate your optimal temperature.
60.
Before entering a vehicle.
What are you carrying, slabs of meat?
My car, and I'm sure Sean's the same way. So my car is on 60 or low, as low as it can go. Every time I get in the car, I don't necessarily blast the AC, but it's on that temperature gauge.
So this makes my day. This makes my entire week. I'm so happy about it. Silent Uber has been launched. Sean and RJ out of bounds with your first chance to win $1,000 coming up at 7:16. You want Deontay Wilder or Vodka Plane? What's this Wilder clip?
You want to go Deontay. Okay, Deontay Wilder, obviously one of the most feared men in all of boxing. Deontay Wilder yesterday said something that I'm sure will go and offend somebody out there, but at the same time, it shows how truly scary this man is when it comes to boxing and what he doesn't mind doing to you.
Hey, Dominique Brazil asked for this. I didn't go seek him. He seeked me. So if it comes, it comes. This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman's sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman's sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face, but we does anyway. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. Anybody can go. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
But,
whoa.
Quote, if he dies, he dies.
No, that's Rocky.
That's
you're
Rocky.
In Rocky IV.
No,
he
dies.
You're in the wrong.
That's exactly what he was saying. That's exactly what he was saying inside the ring. He was yelling it to the media surrounding him during his training session. He said, if he dies, he dies.
How are you not the other guy have that worry you a little bit? I know trash talk is a bunch of BS. Everyone does it. You roll your eyes. It doesn't really matter much. But if someone like calm as day is like, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah. Well, it's like what Zeke said last night. He hit one back to the screen. He said, hey, he signed up for it.
Oh, yeah.
Pitcher signed up for it.
The guy pitching behind the L screen almost got beheaded by Zeke. And I was like, Choppy goes, you feel bad? And he goes, he signed up for it. I was like, oh.
That's the mentality. He signed up for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you guys don't watch a lot of boxing, but I will say this Saturday, you got Dominique Brazil. He only has one loss, and he's going up against Deontay Wilder, Barclays Center. That's going to be a massive fight over the weekend. Massive fight.
Just get that. Look, take care of business, Wilder. All right, get him out of the way. Anthony Joshua can get his fight out of the way later on this summer. I think it's coming up 1 month from now here in June. And we can finally get the two heavyweights who everyone wants to see match up, who've been dodging each other for months. Let's get you in the ring together, and that'll be a super fight.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.